Zahadavos Perakei Mishnah Yud Arba Midos Ba'adam. There are four types of people. Ha'oimer Shali Shali V'shocha Shocha Zu Mida Beninus. Somebody who has an attitude that what belongs to me should be mine. I don't want other people to benefit from it. And what belongs to yours should be yours. I won't benefit from you just like you won't benefit from me. This is considered Mida Beninus, somebody who's neither a Rasha nor a Tzaddik. As we're not talking about somebody over here who refuses to give any money to an ani, who doesn't makai in the mitzvah stuck at all. As such a person would not be considered a benini. That person would be a rasha gomer. We're talking about somebody who does give money to aniyim, but doesn't want to do more than that. He doesn't want others to benefit from his property outside of the bit of money that he gives to tzedaka. Such a person would be described as a benini. V'yeshayim rimzu midas tom. And some say this is midas tom, meaning to say this could lead to midas tom. As Stone wasn't a kind of mitzvah stuck at all. As the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, Hinei zeha ya'avon Stone, this was the sin of Stone, achosech your sister. Go sabat lechem, b'shalvas heshkid hayulo lupinoseha, v'yad ani v'evyon lo hechzika. Stone, even though they had all the good in the world, they did not want to give any money to an ani v'evyon. Even in the case where it would be zenene v'zelochaser, the other person would benefit from them without them losing anything. Even in such a case, Stone was not willing to let others benefit from them, as they wanted everything for themselves without anybody else benefiting from them at all. So therefore, somebody who has the attitude, what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours, could lead to this terrible attitude of Stone, that he doesn't want anybody to benefit from him, even in a case where he would not lose out. Somebody who has the attitude, what belongs to me could be yours. I don't mind that others benefit from my property. As long as what's yours is mine, that I also benefit from you, such a person would be described as an Amaret. An Amaret is somebody who has Midas Tovos, but does not have a lot of Chachma. As over here, he has Midas Tovos, he doesn't mind that others benefit from him, but is not a Chacham as he wants to benefit from others. And the Pasuk says, Sonei Matanos Yichya, if he was a Chacham, he would not want to benefit from others, even when others are giving him willingly. Shali Shalcha, V'shalcha Shalcha Chasid. Belongs to me should be yours. I want others to benefit from me. What belongs to you should be yours. I don't want to benefit from others at all. Such a person would be described as a chassid. Somebody who does with nimishur tadin above the letter of the law. As me ikra adin, there's nothing wrong with benefiting from others as long as they give you willingly. Shali shali, v'shalcha shali rasha. Somebody who has the attitude, what belongs to me is mine. I don't want others to benefit from me. For what belongs to yours should it be mine. I do want to benefit from others. Such a person could be described as a rasha, somebody who's extremely selfish, does not want others to benefit from him, but wants to benefit from others. There are four types of people when it comes to deos, the way they interact with others. Noach lichos v'noach lirtos yatsos charo be'afsedo. Somebody who is easily angered. He gets angry even at small things, but yet is easily appeased. Even though he gets angry all the time, his anger doesn't last a long time. The schar that he has for being easily appeased pales with the hefty, the loss that he has from being easily angered. As since he gets angry all the time, Chazal tell us, call me Gehenim Shalta, but all types of Gehenim are sholeit and take over him. The reason for that is, somebody who gets angry easily and is angry all the time certainly does all different types of averos. And the person doesn't do an avera until a ruach stus takes over him. And somebody who gets angry, that's a stus, his seichel leaves him, and since he doesn't have the seichel, his very alo easily does averos. And there are seven categories of averos, seven main categories, and there are seven levels in Gehenim. Each level in Gehenim corresponds with a certain category of averos. And somebody who gets angry all the time certainly was over in all seven categories of averos. And since there's a different level of Gehenim for each category of averos, we can say about him, kol mini Gehenim shaltim bo, all different levels of Gehenim will be sholed in him, since he was over on all seven categories of averos, and since he gets angry easily and is angry all the time, his seichel would leave him and he would do all types of averos. Kasha lechos, v'kasha lirtzos, yasa hefsedo bischaro. Somebody who is very difficult to anger, doesn't get angry at small things, only at big things. But it's also very difficult to appease him. When he does get angry, he stays angry for a long time. The hefsed and the loss that he has with the fact that he's not easily appeased pales with the schar and the reward that he has for being difficult to anger. As since he doesn't get angry easily, usually is calm, so even though he does get angry at times, and it's difficult to appease him when he does get angry, since most of the time he's calm, he has heart for being very difficult to become angry. Karsha lichos v'noach lirtzos chasid. Somebody who is difficult to anger, but is easily appeased, he only gets angry at very big things. And even when he does get angry, that anger is only for a very short time, he's easily appeased. This person can be called a chasid, somebody who acts with b'nim meshuras hadin. As even though it's better that a person should not become angry at all, as he shouldn't become angry even at big things, but that's not the teva of a person. And the teva of a person is to become angry. So therefore, somebody who only becomes angry once in a long time, and even then the anger is only for a very short time, that person certainly could be described as a chassid, somebody who has midos tovos, and he also has chachman, he acts lefnim mishuras hadin. Noach lechos, v'kasha lirtzos rasha. Somebody who is easily angered, and when he does become angry, it's very difficult to appease him. Such a person is a rasha, since he gets angry all the time, and that anger lasts for a long time. And Chazal tell us that somebody who gets angry all the time, the yadua, we should know that avonosav maruba mechuyosav, the sins that he does are certainly more than the mitzvahs that he has done, since he's angry all the time. So therefore, he is considered a rasha.